today. And we know our theme for the year is shine. I want to talk about, in light of His Word, in light of the Word of God, how that changes our lives. You right there? We right there? Praise God. I want to talk about the Word of God. I want to talk about the light of the Word of God this morning. But as we talk about the Word of God, remember there's probably three things to help you to think about the Word of God. Three little mental pictures or little icons, if you like, to help us think about the Word of God. First thing is, the Word of God is really like a window. And so the Bible very much is like a window. That when you open the Bible, when you look into the Bible, you begin to see the heart of God. You begin to see what is important to God. What is the heartbeat of God? What is important to God? And so the Bible is very much like a window. We also can look in the window and we can see the history of God's people as we open up the Bible. Also, the Bible is very much like a mirror. And I trust that when you read the Bible, yep, you'll read it sometimes like the window. You're finding out about the heart of God and maybe the history of His people, the early church. But I trust that when you also look at the Bible, you open the Word, you're looking at it as a mirror. James 1 talks about us looking into the mirror. It says, don't be one that's just a hearer of the Word, but not a doer of the Word. Not someone who looks in the mirror and they walk away and they forget what they look like. So when you look into the Bible, when you're reading the Bible, you're reflecting back upon the Word where it talks about forgiveness. Is saying, oh, am I holding on to unforgiveness? When it talks about our attitudes in different areas of our lives, we reflect it back upon ourselves. And that's how you actually apply the Word of God. And sometimes we all need to do that. We need to do that. When you read the Bible, read it as like that mirror. It reflects back. You look at your own life. You look at what you're seeing there. You compare it together. And that's what modifies us. That's what makes us Christ-like, as we actually take it and apply it. Some people always just want to look in the window and see, oh, God loves me. And it's interesting reading about the stories of David or the New Testament church or whatever, but they forget to use the Bible as a mirror. It's got to change your life. And so that's important to do that. But also, the Word of God is like a light. And that's what I want to talk about. We're talking about shining. And the light of His Word in our life is so important to help us shine. And so that's that third aspect, if you like, about the light of His Word is really what I want to talk about this morning, living in light of His Word. So I want to turn to Isaiah 42, 16. There's a scripture. It'll come up there on the screen as well. I'll just read this to you. It's in your bookmark as well, so you'll have those there. But just read Isaiah 42, 16. It says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. So the Lord, He is making a very powerful promise to us, that He's actually going to show us the way how to go. And sometimes in life, many things happen to us. Circumstances happen to us. And we say, Lord, I don't know the way. Well, I want to talk about how the Lord will illuminate the path of your life. How the Lord is going to actually show you the way to live your life. He's going to show you how to get through the circumstances you get through. And not only just get through, His promises, He's going to turn those rough places into smooth places. Many of us have walking through some pretty rough places, and maybe you're in a rough place this morning, but we're going to learn how to allow the Lord to shine His light on our life, on our circumstances, the things that we face, because everybody will face different things at different times, but the Lord will shine His light. He'll make those rough places smooth. You might, it's an unfamiliar thing. I haven't been through this thing. I don't know what to do. It's outside of my frame of reference. I haven't got experience in this. I don't know how to handle this. It's okay. It's fine. The Lord will shine His light and He will show you the way to go in your circumstances. I want to talk about how important is the Word of God in that process, because God never leaves you in the dark. What am I supposed to do in this situation? How am I supposed to respond? How am I supposed to behave? What is expected of me? Well, God doesn't leave us in the dark. He actually puts the light in our lives and the circumstances, and He shows us the way to go. He shows us how to live our lives. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. 2 Peter 1:19, another little scripture. Let's have a look at this. It says, and the word of the prophet, we have the word of the prophets made more certain. And it says of this, and you would do well to pay attention to it. You would do well to pay attention to it. As to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. The scripture refers to Christ as our morning star, but it says, you would do well to pay attention to it, the word of God. You would do well to pay attention to it. Because the light, as to a light shining in a dark place, you're in a dark place, don't know what to do, you pay attention to the word of God and the light comes on. And you begin to see, And then something begins to rise in your heart. And then you begin to actually shine, even in the midst of circumstances that other people look at you and say, how did you survive that? How are you handling that? How are you coping with that? How are you getting through that? How are you doing that? It's because of the light of Christ in our life. So we need to pay attention to the Word of God. Pay attention to it and be diligent in the Word of God. How important it is to do that. If you want to shine in your circumstances and you want to find the way through and to get through, then you'll find that you need to pay attention to the Word of God. Now, there's probably three ways that people, when we talk about the Word of God, three approaches that people have with the Word of God. One way is that some people, they hear the Word of God and it just goes in one ear, in it goes, and it comes straight out again. And so they'll go to church. Yeah, it was a good morning at church. What was the message about? Oh, I don't know, but it was good. Or maybe you slept through it. Maybe you didn't hear it. It says, so we can respond that way, where it goes in one ear and it comes straight out the other again. And the Word of God is of no value to us in that situation, because we're not really paying attention to it. Yeah, someone was speaking, the Word of God was there, went in one ear, it came out the other one. Sometimes people listen to the Word of God, it'll come in here and it'll come straight out their mouth. And what they'll do is they go, oh, that was a good word for so-and-so today. Oh, that was a good word for Gary this morning. I hope he was listening today. That was really good for him. And well, they might go home and tell their wife, I hope you were listening this morning. Were you listening to that message or to their husband? Did you hear that this morning? Talked about forgiveness. Well, what are you doing? What? And so it goes in here and it comes straight out their mouth, and they'll use that word to start to apply it to everybody else. Telling other people, oh, did you know, up there you go again. Oh, did you see so-and-so? Oh, and they're not following the word of God, are they? So it's gone in here, but it's come straight out of their mouth. Again, it's done nothing to them. Maybe it's just become a weapon in their hand to bring someone else down, whether they do it with their mouth or even with their thoughts. But the Word of God is going to have value to us. We've got to learn to apply it. It's got to go in here and then it's got to come down here into our heart. And it's got to be residing within us. The Word of God, the Scripture talks about Christ, the Word becomes flesh. Well, His Word, the Word of God, is the Word of God needs to come and it needs to be within us. It needs to be something that begins to change us and transform us. And whether it actually goes into us or not depends 100% on us, the person listening. It doesn't depend upon the messenger, because it's the Word of God. The Word of God is living, it's active, it's powerful. There's a power inherent in the Word of God. But whether it comes in here and goes out here depends on us. If it comes in here and comes out our mouth, use it for someone else, depends on us. But if it comes in here, if it penetrates into our heart, the Word of God, it's living, it's active, it's able to penetrate right into dividing between the joints of marrow, between our thoughts and intentions, and judging the motives, the intentions of our hearts, gets right in there. That depends on us, whether we get it. Let the light of that come into our life. And the ones who actually are able to do that, who actually choose to do that, that do well to pay attention to that and allow the Word of God to get in their life, they're the ones who seem to, man, you seem to be okay. You don't seem to have any problems in your life. I'll tell you what, they have a lot of problems, a lot of situations in their life. But the difference is that they're allowing the light of God and the light of His Word, and they're living their life in the light of His Word, allowing the Word of God, to which has done work and working within them, to help them get through the situations so that they're not stumbling in blindness, blind in darkness. But the light of the Word of God is illuminating their life. It's within them and enables them to walk through in the things of God. Everyone goes through things, but you do well to pay attention to it as a light shining in a dark place, because it's all there for you. It's all here. It's all there for you in the Word of God. But will you pay attention to it? Because when you do, the light comes on and it's like something beginning to shine, even rising, even in my own heart. And you find that where you were hopeless, you suddenly find that there was hope. You find that there was no way out. Suddenly, yeah, there is actually a way through this. And you're not going to come through a survivor, but you're going to come through a conqueror, because you've learned to actually get that word of God and apply it in your heart. That's why you have a bookmark for. That's why you have those scriptures, so that it doesn't go in and out the door with you. It's gone. But you've got the bookmark, you take it with you, you open the scriptures at home, you think about it, what was said, because, Lord, there's something in there for me. Sure, there's something in there for me. And, Lord, I want to get it in me, and I want it to change me, because I want it to be a light to me. And when you read the Bible at home, when you open the Word at home, don't just read it, as I mentioned before, don't just always just read it as the window. Make sure you sometimes look at it also as that mirror, and then learn to live in the light, which we were talking about this morning. So let the Word of God change you. Let it change you. You would do well to pay attention to the Word of God. The Word of God is the thing that will bring that light in our situations. We read at the beginning where the Lord promised that sometimes we don't know what to get, where to go, what to do, or how to handle it. Well, the Word of God will actually do that. It'll work within our lives. There's a couple of scriptures here. It says in Isaiah 8:20. It says, to the law and the testimony. This little rebuke was coming in the scripture. People there that were trying to, looking at the stars and consulting mediums, other things. They said, no, you go to the Word of God, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. And so without the Word of God, there is no light. And there's no understanding, there's no insight. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that speaks to us. He will bring things into our heart and into our life, but He'll bring that illumination on the Word of God, that we know the answer and how to apply it in our situation. The Holy Spirit works upon our hearts. He will impress things upon our hearts. He will speak to us, but He'll work by illuminating the Word of God and helping us to be able to work through the situation. He'll bring things to our remembrance. He'll bring scriptures. He'll bring principles. He'll bring things to us that will help us see in the circumstances. But if the Word of God is not operating, if the Word of God isn't there, then there's no light. There is a darkness. And a wonderful scripture, Psalm 119, verse 130. Now, it's not a typo, Psalm 119, but 176 verses. It's a long psalm. But Psalm 119, verse 130, it says, the unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. There's something about the Word of God, the unfolding of your word. In the old King James, it said the entrance of the light. The word actually means the unfolding of your word means the declaration of your word. It means the opening up of the Word of God. It means getting into the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, but opening it up, reading it yourself. And as you do that, that's when that light really begins to come. It says that the unfolding of your word gives light. And that's why it's important to hear the Word of God preached. That's why it's important to go to church and to listen to the Word of God being preached. The declaring, the unfolding, the opening up of the Word of God will bring light into your life, into your heart, into your circumstance. As long as it gets down to your heart and you're not an ear-to-ear person or an ear-to-mouth person, but you're an ear-to-heart person, well, then it'll actually do something in your own heart and in your own life. The unfolding of the Word brings light. And maybe that's something that's a challenge for all of us, to say, Lord, a lot of time praying, and praise God, we've got to pray, but pray and read the Word of God. You need to do that, because you'll find instruction from the Word of God. You'll find the will and the purpose of God for your life. You'll find it there. You'll find it contained. The unfolding of His Word brings light. It gives understanding. And that promise at the beginning, I'm not going to leave you in the dark. I'm not going to leave you that you don't know where to go or what to do or how to handle the situation that you're in. No, I'm giving you my word that you might know the way to live. You might know the way to go. You might know how to handle those things. He's not going to let you go through things you're not equipped through. If you equip yourself with the Word of God, allow the Word of God to be applied into your heart and to your life. Scripture's interesting. I want to talk about then how we're actually living in the light of His Word. If I was to tell you that I've somebody that I'd like you to come and somebody that I know would like them to come and stay in your home for a week. Some of you got very generous hearts and you say, yep, you've asked for them to come. Yeah, no worries, they can come and stay with me. But if I said, look, there's somebody I want to come and stay at your home, but they're actually a kleptomaniac and they will steal everything and they will rob you and take everything that you have. Now, you probably would say, no, look, I don't really want them there anymore. So in light of new information, in light of that, something changes. You might have said yes, but oh, hang on, now I know this, maybe not. So your judgment changes, the decisions you make, the way that you think about something, the way that you even feel about things, it will change in light of new information. And when we read the Word of God, He brings an information not just to our head, but He brings a transformation that brings something to our life. And so how are we living in the light of His Word? Now, Psalm 119, again, that really long psalm, verse 105, it says this. This was a famous song many, many years ago. It says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." A lamp to my feet, what is immediately in front of me. It's a lamp to my feet, but it's a light to my path. I can see where I'm going. I can see where I'm heading because your Word is that light for me. It uses the same, again, the same phrases, the lamp and the light. I want to talk about it. Proverbs 6:23, it says, "For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light, and the corrections of the discipline are the way to life." These commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light, and the corrections of discipline are a way to life. So there we have a lamp and a light as we look at the Word of God. And part of that lamp is that there's some specific things in the Word of God which will tell you exactly how to handle that particular situation that you're going through. It's a lamp, an immediate situation that you're following. Well, God, what are you saying about this? We pray, God will talk to us, press upon our heart, but we can open the Word of God. And God will give us a specific answer about it. I remember there was a time when I was working for this company that I was working for. I was the financial controller of that company. I found out the managing director was doing things, basically ripping stuff off the company. I went and I confronted him about that. And he said, "Well, what are you going to do about it? Tough luck." So I went to our parent company and went there and approached them about it and had to go through a whole big process of sorting out because the guy was ripping the company off. And went through a whole lot of things. And then after all of that, I just said, "Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation now?" I mean, that interesting. The managing director actually liked me after that, actually respected me after I exposed what he was doing. They never sacked him, but they dealt with him. And what do I do now in this situation? I really needed an answer. And I was praying, and Muriel was praying, and the Lord gave her this specific scripture. And when I read this particular scripture, it applied so much to the situation, exactly described it. It was actually related to David and the Philistines and when he was serving the king there and the whole story back in there. But for me, that at that time, that was a lamp. It actually spoke so clearly, so prophetically, but very clearly. And I knew exactly what to do then, that I really needed to go there. It says, don't rage against them or whatever, but to leave that. And God gave me a very specific word. And that was a lamp to me at that time. The Word of God was like a lamp. It told me exactly what I could do in that situation. But there are other times when maybe I open the Word and maybe I haven't got a specific thing, but the Word of God is a light to me. And so the principles of the Word of God, what is contained in the Word of God, are something to navigate by. So that when you're confronted with a situation, when somebody hurts you and does something to you and you really are innocent and you know, should I forgive this person? Well, okay, yeah, I should, but there's other ways. How do I deal with someone? How do I relate to people? How do I operate? How do I live my life? How do I focus my life? All of those things. The Word of God is like that light, and it actually shows me how to live my life. And so there are specific things where the Word of God is that light, is that lamp. The word light here, incidentally, means a diffused light, like sunlight. It's light that covers all around. The lamp is more specific. It's, you know, it'll light up an area. But the word of light there is that sense of like sunlight, diffused light. And really every part of our lives, if we surrender our life to Jesus Christ and we get hold of the Word of God and we live our lives in light of the Word of God, you will find that you have the way to live this life, not on your own, not in darkness, not uncertainty, not doubt, not wondering or worrying or not knowing where to go. But the Lord will actually work that. The Holy Spirit brings the Word of God to life and we can actually learn so much in our life. We can have that in our life. But how many are really into the Word of God? How many read the Word of God? Maybe it's just the window. Maybe you never read it as the mirror, but maybe never learn to live in light of it. Because if you've got the Word of God in your heart, it'll affect every decision and every choice that you ever make. And sometimes you think, oh, what's the right thing to do? Well, it's when the sunlight's on it, it's very clear, what should I do in this situation? And that's why it's important to get the Word of God in our life, because it becomes that thing that will illuminate every decision, every possibility in life that you confront. It gives you that frame of reference. It gives you the godly worldview. A biblical worldview will enable you to live a godly life in every situation. Every little ethical little thing that you face, in the light of all of the Word of God and its Scripture, you can be that godly man and that godly woman. And that's how God wants us to live our lives. No, we're perfect. We're all still making it. We've still got little areas in our life where we haven't actually looked in the mirror. And I haven't looked in the mirror lately, and you didn't notice that this was out of place in our lives. Same as you know, you might do your hair up, you go outside, if you've still got hair, bless you. You go out there and the wind blows around your hair. Well, you might not know that it's out of place, but when you look in the mirror, you think, oh, my hair's out of place. I didn't realize. Well, maybe some of us need to have a good look in the mirror. Maybe something's out of place and you just didn't realize that it's got out of place in our lives. But we've got to learn to apply the Word of God, living in light of the Word of God. And so to live in the light of the Word of God is that I have the Word of God close to my heart. So when I confront a situation, when I confront things in life, which we all face and we all confront, I have the Word of God to illuminate that. And it might be a specific thing. Lord, I need a specific thing. The Lord will drop something. Maybe a scripture you bring to your remembrance. Remember, he won't bring to remembrance what you haven't heard. He brings it to remembrance. So you're diligent about studying the Word of God. He'll bring it back. He'll give you the scripture. The Holy Spirit will quicken it, bring it alive in your own heart. Make it your word, your now promise for you. But you need to have that word there. And so we live in the light of you. So when I'm going through life, it's like the Word of God is there. It's illuminating for me. Sometimes a specific situation, I can have that reference point. But generally, I have the path illuminated. I know where I'm going. I know I'm called. I know I have a destiny because the Word of God tells me, and I live my life in light of that. And I've got to have that Word of God within me. I've got to have it written upon my heart and make it a part of me. Because you can't always run around with a Bible everywhere you go. It's a great idea if you can. But you can't always do that. If you're in a swimming pool ministering to someone, you probably don't have a Bible with you at that time, but the Word of God is written upon your heart and you're able to minister life to someone, to live in the light of His Word. It's so important. Ask yourself, am I an ear-to-ear person? Am I an ear-to-mouth? Or am I an ear-to-heart person? Do I just love looking at the window, but I don't look at the mirror? And the reality is I don't really live in light of that, because the Scripture actually gives us a warning about people that don't actually live in the light of the Word of God. Let's have a look at Isaiah chapter 50. And it says these things to us. It says, who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? So who among you? Who is it that actually will love the Lord and obey the word of God? Who it is among you? Who is the one that loves God and they see the importance of the Word of God in their life? They're not an ear-to-ear, ear-to-mouth. They're an ear-to-heart person. If you are, it says this, let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Because there are times when you love the Lord your God and you got his word, but there's sometimes you think, Lord, this isn't so clear for me. I don't know why I haven't got that answer. I know there's an answer, but I just can't seem to grab a hold of that. Maybe it's a healing, maybe it's some sort of a need. And it's saying, look, when you're in that time, when you're in the time, and maybe for you it isn't so clear, and maybe your understanding isn't so strong in that, he's saying, just trust me in that. He's saying, trust me. He's saying, just hold on to me. Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. And sometimes we'll find ourselves in a situation like that. We love God. We love his word. And still we find ourselves and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I really don't understand what's going on. I know that you understand, and I know that you're God, and I just, something I just can't grab a hold of. I don't know what it is, God, what it is. There's something there. But when we find ourselves in that time, the Lord just gives this promise. He says that you who love the Word of God, it talks to us and says, you obey the word of a servant, you fear the Lord, you love the Lord, obey his word. And it says, well, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on him. And that's the bottom line, is our trust and relying on God, that we say, Lord, you're always there for me. And there will be times, even generally when you live your life, God will give you a specific answer and we've got that light. But sometimes we still say some things in our life, say, Lord, I don't get this. I don't understand it. But when we're in that place, we've got to trust in the name of our Lord, rely on him, And he will bring us through into that place where he said, where there's going to, the light of God will be, where it was a rough patch, but I'm going to make it a smooth place again. We've got to hold on God, keep trusting and believing in him. But then there's a warning also for those that says, but now all you will light fires yourself. Now all you will light fires and provide yourself with flaming torches. And so rather than having the light of the word of God in their life, having the light of Christ in their light, it says, it talks about people now who decide, well, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to make my own light in this situation. I can't see the way through here at the moment, so I'm going to take matters into my own hand and I'm going to bring an answer to this. I'm going to solve it myself. It says, but now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go. Walk in the light of your fires and the torches you have set ablaze. And this is what you receive from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. So it's saying for those that don't want to rely on God and have his light in their life, allow him to show them the way to go. Even in a time where, Lord, I know you're there, but it seems, but you just hold on to God. You hold on to his word and he will bring the light. And so we all have a choice. There's that place where you can say, I'm just going to trust in God. I'm going to rely on him. Keep getting the word of God in my life, Lord, allowing that and then to bring either that lamp or living in the light of his glory, of his word in my life. Or I'm going to do it in my own strength. And as soon as we do that, as soon as we're not trusting in God and we're not relying on him and saying, no, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to light the way. I'm going to light a torch and here off I go. Well, the Lord's not going to bless us. We're not going to have the blessing of God on that. We'll end up tormenting ourselves. We'll lie down in torment because the blessing of God isn't there when we don't trust in him and rely on him. And so I encourage you in every situation you face, even the ones that say, Lord, I don't have the answer yet on this. I don't fully understand all that's happening, but Lord, I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to rely on your word. Maybe you've been crying out for a healing and we've been learning about healing. And say, Lord, I still haven't got it in my own body. Well, then trust on God. Rely on him. Trust in his word and allow him to bring that to light. Allow him to do that. Or other situations, circumstances where we can go off and run ahead and run away, do everything in our own strength. The Lord's saying, look, rely on me. Trust in me. Don't give up on God. He has never given up on us. And just wait until he brings us to that smooth place, that his light's there. We've got to allow him to do that. Don't be tempted to run ahead in your own light, but just wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Allow his word, which is in your heart, to show you what I should do, how I should go proceed in this situation. And some people don't want to wait upon the Lord. They don't have an instant answer. Don't straight away know exactly, yep, this is it, bang. Quite often there is an instant answer. Quite often God will give you the lamp straight away. And sometimes you know generally where to go because I know the light of the path and where to go. But sometimes you say, Lord, I'm not sure where I am or what to do. We trust in him and trust him. Don't fall into the temptation of saying, well, maybe God's forgotten me. Maybe I'm not holy enough, maybe not good enough, maybe not worthy enough. Maybe I'm just too sinful and God just doesn't want to bless me and all the negative rubbish that the devil will throw at you. No, you say, Lord, I'm going to trust and rely on you and allow you to put your light in my circumstances, in my life. When we do stuff on our own, we end up in a big mess and it's like a torment. And how many times you find people that are not only just in darkness in the situation, but they're in torment. And they start ripping at each other because they're just trapped in this place. And they've run ahead with their torch. They thought they'd do it all themselves without God. And the whole thing falls apart. Let's get the Lord at the middle of everything that we would do. And so we have that light, living in light of the Word of God. We're making it into our hearts, into our lives. And it's always the reference point for every decision, every choice that you make. How does it line up with the Word of God? With the principles of God? Maybe there's a specific word that the Lord will bring you in the circumstances, but maybe you're just living in the light of that, all the principles, the things that you've learned of God and who he is and his heart to us and his purposes, and we live in accordance with that. And not only this word of God is for us to live our life with, but we've also got to hold that word of God out for other people. It's not just your own little lamp so you can live your life and know to walk safely and navigate through the treacherous parts of life, but it's also for something for other people to do. And the scripture here, Philippians 2, verse 15 and the first part of 16, it says, it talks about, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, holding out the word of life. And that's something that God's asked every one of us to do, to hold out the word of God. Now, it doesn't mean you've got a Bible and you're walking around everyone with a Bible like this, look at this, read this, read this. But you're holding out the word of God, it's in your life. And because many people think they're going to be a great witness to God because they've got the words gone in here and now I'm going to speak it out. And I heard it, so now I'm going to just speak it out. But it's just, again, it's ear to mouth. It's got to be ear to heart. You hold out the word of God because it's written in your heart. It's written in your life. And the effectiveness of our witness is how well is the word of God written in our life? How well has the word become flesh, as it were, as we've got the word of God in our life, in our heart? That's what makes us shine. That's what makes us be an effective witness. And you can have a lot of mouth, speaking a lot, but you're not actually holding out the word of God, because you hold it out by holding it out through your life, not just through your mouth. What comes out of your mouth, it's got to be out of the overflow of your heart, what God has placed within us, the word of God. So my encouragement this morning is to have that word of God so deep. We really do want to shine in our hearts, in our lives. And just do that little assessment yourself. Have you been an ear-to-ear person, or an ear-to-mouth person, or are you an ear-to-heart person who is really able to shine in the light of Christ? Do you use the Bible as a mirror, or just as the window? Window's great. See the love and mercy of God, find the history of his people and all that God is doing. But also have that mirror, but also learn to walk in the light of God. It's our reference point for everything in life. And you've got to build it in. And sometimes think, oh, I'm going through something quick, let's find a verse. Well, it's far how much better it is to actually equip yourself to do well, to pay attention to the sureness of his word, and to actually get the word of God in you before you need it. Before you face that situation, before you face that broken relationship, before you face that situation that just seems disastrous, and rather than running around, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, no, how do I get out of this one? You've actually got the word of God in your life, and you know how to deal with it. You know how to handle it. And that's the way God wants us to live our lives, in light of his word. If you're here this morning and you've never come forward and you've never stood and said, I need Jesus in my life, I encourage you to do that today. Lord has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And he wants you to walk in the light of his grace, of his knowledge, of his life, and to have his word in your life. That you're not someone who's just going to muddle through life, but there is actually a God that we can rely on, one who loves us so much. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ, I want you to come at the end of the service and come and see me. I'd love to pray for you that you might come into the kingdom of God. But can we be a people of God's word who live in the light of God's word? And you'll know that again, how diligent you are in the word of God. Are you once a Sunday one? You don't even, maybe don't bring it even to church because you read it on the screen, or are you someone who, no, I actually open the word of God because I want to allow it to be in my heart and I want it to shine out the path for me that I might know where to go, know what to do, know how to handle it, trusting and relying on God, but also to hold that out for other people, other family members, other people that you love who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet. I want to pray for us this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, as we come before you today, Lord, we just look at our own hearts, Father. And Lord, if we've been ear to ear, Father, I pray, Lord, that you change us, Lord, that we become people that are ear, Lord, into our very heart, Lord, will go deep into us. So not just an ear to mouth, but ear to heart, Lord, that we'd take your word to heart. Father, let us be ones that do well, who do well because we pay attention to your word, Lord. We want to pay attention to your word, Lord, that it will shape us, that will mold us and transform us. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that in life's questions, in life's mysteries, and the things that we face, Lord, that we're not left without knowing what to do or how to live our life or how to handle it. But Lord, it's there for us in your word. And so, Father, the lamp of your word, the light of your word, Lord, let us live in the light of your word every single day. And Father, have the word of God in our life, God, because you do want us to shine. And Father, we know that you are going to work in our lives so that we will shine. Lord, let us do well and pay attention to your word. Father, I pray your blessing on every person here, Father. Lord, if there is anyone here that doesn't know you this day, Lord, let them come into a personal relationship with their Father in heaven because of Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross in their place, took the punishment for their sin, that they won't have to have that punishment, Lord, but they can enjoy eternal life, Lord, and know what it is to walk in light of your word. Father, I pray for that now in Jesus' name. Let your blessing be on all your people this morning, Lord. Let your blessing be here, we pray, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Let's just sing this together this morning.